grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loved you with his life. Amen, and so be it. There are a couple of things from this text in the first chapter of Acts that intrigued me. And the first is the promise that Jesus gives in verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Those words caught my attention because I wondered what Jesus meant by power. And who exactly was he talking to? I only began to draw conclusions when I read the rest of the book of Acts. You have the opportunity to read the book of Acts cover to cover sometime. It's worthwhile. Because it's there in the narrative in the book of Acts that Luke moves from this abstract concept of power to concrete examples of it. As you read those stories in Acts, you see that the Spirit worked in the minds of the apostles so that they understood God's Word, the Old Testament, in entirely new ways, in a new light of the risen Christ. You see him working in their hearts, giving them courage so that they preached the gospel boldly, even in the face of persecution and death. Fear no longer seemed to be a part of their DNA. Now, not only do you see that they truly loved the Lord, but you also see that the Spirit worked in their hearts so that they genuinely loved other people, even total strangers, even Gentiles. And they eagerly brought the gospel to them. The Holy Spirit clearly worked upon the inner life of God's people. Another obvious thing is that the Spirit worked through the apostles so that they performed great miracles, amazing and wonderful deeds. But just as remarkable as this, the apostles went from city to city preaching Jesus to the people. Sometimes many people became believers through this preaching. And through their words and their deeds, their lives, the Holy Spirit created new communities of people with new values, new aspirations, new goals, new habits, new practices, and new categories of thought. Under the Spirit's direction, the people worked together. They planned mission trips together. They supported one another in tangible ways. They solved problems together, not for their own sake, but for the sake of other people and for the sake of the gospel. So the Holy Spirit not only worked in people and transformed their lives, he also worked through people in amazing ways. The book of Acts helps us fill in this abstract concept of power by showing us the work of the Holy Spirit in and through God's people. But there was another thing that intrigued me in this text. It became at the very beginning of the book, the very first verse, Luke writes this. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up. That is an interesting statement. Luke says that his gospel only deals with the things that Jesus began to do and teach. As I once heard a seminary prof say, we should think of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension as only the beginning of his work. Jesus' work continues, and Luke is going to tell us what the continuing work looks like in his second book. I've also heard it said that it shouldn't be called the Acts of the Apostles, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit, or the Acts of Jesus at work through his church. And so, the stories in Acts, they show the work of the Spirit in and through God's people, that it is the continuing work of Jesus himself. And this makes sense when we remember what Jesus told his disciples shortly before his death. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you. It also fits with what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul writes that the Father put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who is all in all. Jesus, the head, has been given to the body. One thing that the metaphor suggests is that just as the head gives life and direction to the body, so Jesus gives life and direction to the church. And he does that through the Holy Spirit, his Spirit, who works in and through all of his people. Paul assures us that the ascended Lord Jesus is still the head of the church, and therefore he is still working now through the Spirit in and through us, his body. So who is Jesus talking to in Acts? Jesus promised to send his Holy Spirit as a promise from the head of the church to his body. And so this is his promise to you. It is a promise that you can cling to in your day-to-day, everyday life. It is his promise that when you study his word, the Holy Spirit will come and transform your life. He will renew your mind so that you know the love of Jesus and the mystery of his grace even more deeply. He will give you the strength to bear witness to the gospel faithfully, truthfully, and boldly. He will give you strength to love the people you serve in your day-to-day vocations, selflessly. And he will work through your ordinary, day-to-day, sometimes even menial life, so that others hear and believe the gospel and find themselves transformed through the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit who is at work and dwells in you. The Holy Spirit will work with divine power to create new people with new values, new practices, new habits, new customs, and new ways of being quite distinct from the world around them. A wonderful body. A marvelous body, because it is the body of Christ. A body of grace, abounding in love and forgiveness. And you will be able to see the creative power of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit at work among his people. And when you see it, you will give thanks and marvel at God for his gracious power and his work among you. It is a wonderful promise that you can take with you. A promise that will stay with you throughout your life until the work of Jesus is completed and he comes again, just as those first disciples saw him go. And that is a promise you can take with you too. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.